New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. So over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge, and I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge, so lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period, but the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen/watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, you know, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge. Hey guys, welcome back to the HA Podcast. It's me, Dani. I have Nael here. Hello.
Hello, my name is Nael and I come uit Nederland. And welcome to the HA Podcast.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much. But now we can speak English because I don't speak Dutch. So appreciate it. Welcome back to a Zoom call with me. Today we're recording your story. I'm so excited to tell everyone your journey.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. So I'm excited to tell.
So
Yeah, so I just want you to kick us off by telling us a bit about you, where you're from, who you are, and then we're just gonna just take us back to where this all began, and
Well,
yeah, go from
yeah.
there.
Well, my name is Nijl, as I told you. I live in a very small city in the Netherlands. And I am 26 years old, and when I started this whole journey, I was 25. Yeah, so that's it. I'm married to Jacob for 6 years now, so I was married quite young.
Okay, so you said you're 26 now. Is that what you said? So the recovery started for you when you were 25, but when did you lose your period? Take us back to like how you got HA and everything that happened there.
Well, I started exercising at the beginning of 2022. I always exercised and moved my body, but it was not with restrictive eating. But from 2022, I started exercising more. I started following fitness influencers, and from then on I went like downhill because they told me to eat a certain amount of calories, and I counted all the calories, and so I saw my body shrinking, and I was proud of it because other people also mentioned it and were proud of my discipline and how my body changed. So yeah, then from the beginning of 2023, I lost my period, but I was quite happy actually about it because we decided to go for a baby beginning of 2023. So I thought, yay, I'm pregnant. Took like 20 pregnancy tests, but after 2 months, still no period. So yeah.
Okay. So at what point did you realize, like, okay, this isn't pregnancy, this is something else? Like, take us on that sort of discovery journey.
Well, I went to a therapist because I had like restrictive eating disorder and like orthorexia is called. I was only eating very healthy foods and exercised, very much. So my husband told me to see a therapist, and she asked me when I started in January, she asked me, "Do you have your period?" And still. And I was like, "No, but not anymore. I used to have it a week ago, but might be pregnancy," but that wasn't the case. So she told me, "Well, it can be because you eat too little." So I started to eat more, but still not enough for my body, and still move my body way too much. And after a few months, I think it was April, May, a year ago, I found your account and I started following that, and I started seeing other accounts of HA recovery, and started listening to podcasts, and then I was like, maybe this is it, because I always had a very regular period, and that's when I started interest in eating more. But I was very afraid to eat like 25,000 calories, and started exercising less. Well, I did start exercise less, 3 times a week, but on the days I didn't exercise, I walked like an hour and a half, 2 hours, because I was like, well, it's my rest day. So walking isn't exercising. It was in my head. But if you walk that much, it is.
Right. Yeah. So you said you were very nervous to eat like 2,500 calories. What were the fears exactly that you had?
Well, I ate, everyone recommended with my height to eat around like 1500 if you exercise. So I was like, okay, if I eat 1000 more, I will gain like so much weight. And I was very afraid of that. And I didn't know what to eat. So yeah, I didn't know how to eat. And like breakfast, I skipped that. I was eating breakfast like sometimes 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That was my first meal. So yeah, it was the
Okay.
most fear I had the most was like gaining a lot of weight.
Okay. So let's talk then about the decision process, because I wanted to talk about what specific changes you had to make. What was the decision process for you to get help? Had you just been trying for a long time and it wasn't working, or what made you kind of send us an application?
Well, I had my therapist in January and also a dietitian, but it was like an eating disorder dietitian. So she told me like, you have to eat a little bit more, but they didn't know exactly about HA. And when I found out about your account in April, May, I was looking more into that. I thought, well, it's a lot of money. So I was like, okay, well, if I want to do it, I want to go all in, but I think I can do it myself. I really thought I could, but apparently I didn't.
Yeah.
And when it was August, I was like, yeah, I don't have my period for 8 months now. I exercised less, I eat more. I'm done with my therapy, so I think I'm ready to do that. It was my birthday then. So I said to my husband, I don't need a gift this year. I just want to do this course.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was kind of a birthday gift, which I asked, yeah.
Aw. Yeah, you're like, I want to be able to get pregnant for my birthday. Like, how about that? Okay, I like that. All right, cool. So you and I meet, we get started. If you remember, because I could always bring it back up if you don't remember, if you remember, what were some of the things, the main changes and shifts you had to make?
Well, eating initially. Breakfast first thing in the morning, like a big breakfast. I remember eating like, just breakfast, but not like a lot. So, and you told me to up my animal protein, which really helped. And I remember you telling me that I had to eat like, I ate two eggs a day, and you were like, yo, you can easily eat four. And I was like, four? And like, I would never change the things you said. I would never do it myself. Like, I wouldn't dare it.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? It's like, do you feel that you wouldn't have thought to do that yourself, or you just wouldn't have been comfortable doing that?
I think I wouldn't have been comfortable because I thought, well, that's a lot of eggs. And around me, everyone told me, well, if you eat an egg, you just eat one, right? Not four. But yeah, I was like, well, I'm apparently different because I'm not healed yet.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, definitely, like, who only eats one egg? Come on. People are interesting. Okay, so breakfast, so bigger portions of food.
Yeah.
What, and you may have just answered it, but what was probably the most surprising change that you think that you needed to make that you feel like was surprisingly effective?
Well, animal protein was surprisingly effective, for sure.
Yeah, love that. Love how often that one comes up. Okay.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580.
Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles, and if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go. And so how long in after implementing that, being consistent with that? And look, I know that a few times we met, and it's not like it was super easy for you to just implement and hit the ground running with all of those things right away.
Yeah.
Right. Like it took you a bit of time.
Yeah.
So if you remember going back to that process of like making those changes, being comfortable stepping into it, what was that like? Was it scary? You know, what made it difficult to implement right away?
Well, again, my fear of waking, but I remember you telling me, and that really stuck with me. It was like, well, if you gain like 10 kilos, it might happen. But what if that happens? Will that be in the way of you getting pregnant? So I was like, no. And every time I had to send myself a message every day, like a few times a day, like, okay, come on, now you can do it. You can just eat. You are almost there. And just, yeah. Just see when where you will be in over a year. So I was like leaving notes for myself to just keep going. And well, now I see it's nothing to be afraid of. You won't gain like 100.
Yes. People. Yeah. Like you're most likely going to just gain a bit of body fat and get pregnant.
Yeah.
But like a lot of time that's what it is. And we're so afraid of, I think we're afraid of, but what if I do that and I don't get pregnant, right? It's like, I need to be 100% certain that if I do this and like gain the 10 pounds, like I will get the pregnancy, but no one can promise you that, right?
You have to just... I was also afraid of like people telling me like, well, I was always like the fit girl and not anymore. So I was like more afraid of people. And I was like, well, what do I care what people say? So it also changes that in my mind. So that's great also. But I think I will get my period sooner if I would have gone all in sooner. I think I did it like in baby steps, but it felt more comfortable for me. So
yeah, like was it even possible? Was it even possible for you to go all in right away? You know what
mentally,
I mean?
Mentally, it wasn't, I think.
Yeah, exactly. You needed to take those steps and be like, okay, I'm going to have 4 eggs. I didn't die. Like, you know, and just like you're mentally preparing, you're mentally investing in this. Like, as long as you're moving forward, you're moving forward and everyone's doing it at their own pace. And I like, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, let's have a look. I still have your chart here. So you got your first period, right?
November 6th.
November 6th. So that took 67 days to have on here from the day you started temping and everything with us. Then you had your second cycle, which was 32 days, which is beautiful, right? You just had a very short luteal phase, right? So your progesterone wasn't sufficient. We weren't able to get pregnant. Hey, it happens to like most people. That's normal. We expected that. We stay calm. So I'm sure you were still feeling anxious at that time. Like what?
Yeah.
If it doesn't work.
Yeah. What if it doesn't work? But more comfortable already.
Yes, because you have it there. So then on cycle 3, is this a, no. So then you had cycle three. That one took 43 days. When did you fall pregnant?
Third cycle.
Yeah. So that it was this cycle.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. So you, it looks like you, yes, you tested positive. There it is on cycle day 39.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. It's just like there, and there it is, right? So like you do the things you make, like, I just love that, right? There was so little food that you were eating.
Yeah.
There's some foundational changes we made. They were pretty much exclusively food-based, right?
Yeah.
We did have like some exercise that we had to bring down, but we weren't, there was no like excessive pills supplement regime happening. It was just like, we need to stop restricting XYZ. Let's go against our intuition, eat a bit more of this and that. And, you know, lo and behold, you ovulated and had your first period. And then the second one came, and then the third one, you were pregnant. And it's like,
yeah,
that's it. And now you're pregnant.
Yeah, really, I can still can't believe it. And I'm still very thankful that I started this course, for sure. Not only Aww. For my pregnancy, but also for like everything. How I would have never be so relaxed in a pregnancy. I quit my gym membership. So, and I'm now doing like a pregnancy gym 2 times a week. So it's like way less than I did before. And yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'll also swim like once a week. But
I got little tingles a little bit when you were like, I would never have thought I could go through a pregnancy this relaxed.
Yeah.
Like that's just what it's about. You know, so many people spend the pregnancy worrying about, you know, keeping the baby weight off or doing like whatever the things are that worry people. It was really cool to watch you go through, you know, this sort of discovery of like, I care what other people think.
Yeah.
And it's in my way. And I'm realizing that that's in my way and it doesn't need to be in my way. And if I just remove it as an experiment, what does it look like? And it's like, oh, results, you know, like periods, pregnancy, like good things come when I can put aside my fear of what other people think. Right. And lo and behold, all good things happen.
Yeah. And I also really believe, like, I always told myself when I get pregnant, I will be comfortable with my body. I was like, okay, then I won't matter. It won't matter if I gain weight, but that's just not the case. You have to accept it before you get pregnant, because else you will be very afraid. So now I'm more comfortable with that, because you change like every week. I'm seeing it by myself. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You change every week. Everyone's postpartum experience is different, but I truly believe that those who go through with a really relaxed mindset about it at all, not what you were saying earlier of like, you know, hyper fixating on your body until you become pregnant, letting go of it all, like pregnancy is permission, you know, to be relaxed, and then diving straight back into a restrictive mindset after pregnancy. It just doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve baby. But doing it this way, basically like relaxing into pregnancy, relaxing in pregnancy, and then trying to relax into postpartum gives your body the best chance of really getting as close to normal as possible.
Well, and if it doesn't, I don't really care. I don't, my husband doesn't care. It's like, I take care of my body, of course, but it's everybody looks different. It's not the same. You can't shrink yourself in what society thinks is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This whole process, the whole period recovery thing, the pregnancy thing, will change, you know, women's physiology and mental state and how they see themselves and how they see the world, but they have to be willing to do that, like to be open to it, right? And that's the journey that you went on, and it's just so cool to see.
Yeah, it's just a little bit difficult for me because I know so much now from you that I'm so excited to tell everyone about it. So my little sister has a irregular period, and but she doesn't eat breakfast. I see her. She doesn't have an eating disorder or anything, but she just doesn't eat consistently and everything. And I'm like, okay, you can really change that, but it's annoying if you push it on everyone. But
yeah,
like, I see problems here.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah, and we all have those people in our life who like, yeah, they're just kind of like normal quote people who like just sort of don't have time to eat breakfast, or they, you know, they eat on the go, or they drink a lot of coffee and they do these things and they have symptoms or issues that you really want to help them. But the best thing you can do is just like let people know that you went through an experience, right? Like you had challenges getting pregnant or whatever, but here you are. That when the day comes that they need help, they're comfortable coming to you because they know you went through it, but you also didn't push your belief system on them. And yeah, we just, it's so painful. We just have to sit back and wait that they will come.
Yeah, but I also see by myself that I have, that my priorities are now different. Like I have to nourish my body. Like last week we went on holiday with my family, and my mother doesn't eat lunch a lot. So she's like, well, but I was like, okay, you don't eat lunch, but I have to, because I will get angry. I just have to nourish myself and of course a baby right now. So it's like important for me now also.
Standing up for yourself and what you need, giving no F's about what other people are doing. Like, you don't have to appease other people. You don't have to not eat because other people are not eating. Like, look at you. And that is the type of parent that that baby needs to have.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a girl, right?
Yeah, it's a little girl. So I'm really happy that this all has happened to me.
So, yeah. Oh, it's so important. No child is safe. So we have to do the best we can.
Yeah.
As parents, oh, I'm so excited for you. Okay. All right. So that's how you got from A to B. If there is something that you would love someone who just really resonates with your story, with your fears, who has the same goals as you, right? They want to get their period back so that they can get pregnant, but they're hung up on, you know, what other people will think, or fear of their body changing, because what if this doesn't work? Like, what would you tell them?
Well, first of all, it will work, but I just get the fear, but you just have to go through it. It's like very difficult, but what really helped me is putting little notes in my calendar. So I would like get a few times a day, I will get a note of myself for myself on my phone, saying that I can do it and that I'm always there and that I'm perfect as I am, like just really supporting yourself. And that really helped me. And of course, yeah, telling people around you what you're going through, so they won't judge you. And if they do, then you don't need that kind of people in your life. So,
right.
Yeah, and just don't be, because most of the people don't really care, actually, how you look. Well, I gained a few kilos, but no one noticed. And even I don't notice it by other people, so why would other people notice? Yeah, it's not like you're important to everyone. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true what you said. I didn't think of it that way. Like, I love telling people to share and get support from others. It's helpful. It removes the shame. You're not hiding anything anymore, you know, all that stuff. But like, it is a bit of a litmus test, you know, if we're so concerned about what these other people think of us, and if they're going to think something bad of us, why do we want them in our life? It doesn't make any sense. So you may as well tell them and find out.
Yeah. And no one actually cares. I mean, everyone is happy around me now because I'm like more comfortable to go out, eat with my friends, not plan everything about the gym. So everyone likes me better, actually.
Shocking, right? Like, we like the more relaxed version of you who like wants to do the fun, spontaneous things, who has more energy. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
not
like
even
it's a funny thing.
Yeah, the energy. I can't believe I did all that workout on so low calories. I was like, how can my body do that? It's no wonder I didn't get my period.
I know. I felt the same thing. Like when the amount of activity I was doing on the amount of food I was doing, and I was confused. Like, did I think that my body was going to like build muscle and make hormones on like air and water?
Yeah.
Because
I can't even go for a walk for an hour now if I don't eat like a proper breakfast. And afterwards I have to eat right away. Because I don't know how to survive.
Yeah. Look at you turning back online. That's so good. This is a heartwarming story. I'm so thankful to have gotten to meet you and have been a part of it. And I'm so excited to see pictures of when your baby comes.
Yeah, will be well, but I'm very excited.
It
and
will
I'm like
be a while,
very
yeah.
thankful.
Enjoy.
Yeah. I would recommend everyone just follow the course. It's like worth every money. Like,
Aw. I
really?
So appreciate that, Nell. I so appreciate that. And you know I got your back in the future if you ever need anything or when it comes time to postpartum. You know you can always email me at any time and I'm always going to help and answer your questions. And
yeah, thank you.
Just like want to forever be a part of everyone's journey who we get to touch. So I'm so excited for you. Congratulations. You did such good work. You worked so hard to overcome an eating disorder and HA recovery and get pregnant. And now you're going to be the most amazing mom.
Yeah.
Like, what a story. Like, you should have a movie about you.
Amazing. What all changed the year? I would never believe it a year ago.
Yeah. In 1 year, you know, and that's a thing too, that like in 1 year, and it feels like a long time. But within a year, you could be 21 weeks pregnant.
Yeah. And it could be sooner if you just gave in sooner. I don't know about pregnancy, but you could be healed sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about the changes you're willing to make and how you're willing to make them. The speed that you want to work out is up to you. But once you get there.
And the other side of recovery is like very bright. And happy and
yes,
butterflies. Yeah,
which people think it's the opposite. They're like, I'm gonna go through this and then I'm gonna be depressed and miserable in my body forever. It's like, no, you're depressed and miserable now.
Yeah, for sure.
But I get it. I was there, so you know, we say that with compassion and understanding that, like, I remember what it feels like. But yeah, everyone will still love us. People, you know, we still have our safety. We still have our family. We still have our health. And we have more health. Like, there's nothing to lose. So this was a great story, Nail. It was so good to catch up with you. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope that you have an amazing evening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.